Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hi, happy holidays. I am Chrissy Gibbs, Army Wife Network's content curator. And today we're going to be talking about crushing goals. How many of you have set goals at the beginning of the year? You know, you call them resolutions. And by the time you reach March, they've kind of petered out. You just have either forgotten about them or you've just given up on them altogether. I know I am at fault here. I have definitely done that. In the past, I've struggled to find that motivation to just like continue throughout the year. And so this year, I am going to start my goal planning a little bit early. So right now we're in the beginning of December. And so I'm going to prepare for 2022 now. I want to have a better place and a better plan. So I don't necessarily like fall off the train, so to speak, you know, so I don't just completely stop doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So this past year, I had a few goals that I was working on professionally here with Army Wife Network. And I will say that I am very happy with how things turned out. I was able to see some success with those goals that I had set forth. And so now that I can see I'm capable of following through with my goals throughout the year, I know I set a big goal at the beginning of the year and I was able to watch it throughout the whole year. And now I see the success at the end. So since I was able to see that, I know I'm going to be able to find success in my own personal life as well. So I'm just going to try and follow similar planning and patterns. They're not always as easy, personal goals. They're not always as easy to track as professional goals, but you're able to track them. You can find a way. And so I've got a few tricks that I'm going to give you. I've got about five things. I have that light back there. Sorry. I've got about five things that I want to talk about. And so we're just going to roll through them. But if you have any comments you want to make on your own personal goals or some tips or tricks you have, please comment below. I would love to read back and see anything that you have, because I'm still planning ahead and I might add some of those to mine. So you want to start by being smart. And I'm sure you have all heard about making SMART goals in the past. In school, I remember making SMART goals. In obviously my professional life with Army Wife Network, we've been making SMART goals. So what exactly is a SMART goal? SMART just is an acronym. Each letter means something. So S is for specific, M is for measurable, A is for attainable, R is for relevance, and T is for time. And so when you're making things specific, it's not just saying, oh, I want to save money, or, oh, I want to lose weight. You have to like set an actual number inside that. So, oh, I want to save $6,000 into my savings in this span of a year, or I want to lose 20 pounds, or I want to write an entire book, or whatever your goal is. You have to set an actual, very specific goal, because that is how you're going to make it easier to break it down, which is going to be a next one, but we'll get to there. So making it measurable, that's the numbers. Is it attainable? Let's be realistic. Is it something that you can actually get to? Are you looking to save enough to buy a house, but you're really not even actually making extra money each month? So then you have to find something a little smaller. Make sure it's actually relevant. You can't add stop smoking to your goals if you don't smoke, you know, like make it an actually relevant goal. Is it something that's actually going to make your life better? And then time sensitive. So are you going to accomplish this goal over the entire year, like by December 31st of 2022? Or is it something that you can actually accomplish in 6 months or even shorter? Make it time sensitive. If you're trying to plan for a trip and you know that that trip is on spring break in March, then you know, like, okay, I only have this amount of time to finish this goal. All right. The next one is a really cool trick. Number two is writing it down. And so writing it down is not necessarily just holding yourself accountable for it, but it's also been proven that when you physically write things out with your hand, it connects to your brain in a different way. And then it actually forces it to process that information in a different way. And it goes to memory quicker. And so, I mean, I would just write it down multiple times if it really did that. You know, I've been told if you repeat something 7 times, then you've got it memorized. So I don't know if you have to write it down 7 times, but write post-it notes around your house, write it on your actual large, like I have a large calendar in my home or something that you're going to see every day, put it on your mirror, whatever it takes, write it down. So I had spoken a little bit earlier about breaking it down. And that is just basically like, if you're doing a goal for a whole year, it might seem really huge and not manageable. But if you break it down bit by bit, it will be a lot easier. And then you'll find success throughout the year. So say you are saving $6,000 in your savings for an emergency fund for the entire year. So $6,000, if you break it down, that's $500 each month. So you know, okay, in January, I have to save $500. And in February, I have to save $500. If you don't get that, then you know that the next month you might have to save a little more, or maybe it was too big of a goal. You will you'll figure that out along the way. Then when you do hit those goals, so at January, you do hit that goal, you hit that $500, celebrate it. Let's celebrate those successes and those milestones because you did an awesome job. It's worth it. You're worth it. So what you need to do is you need to find something that's indulgent to you, something that makes you happy and that you enjoy, and do it. Allow yourself the time to do that. Is it reading a book for a little bit of time, little like self-care time? What is it that makes you happy? I do have another mem that I talk about with self-care, and I think there's some great ideas on that one if you need an idea. So after that, we're going to talk about my biggest trick. And I think this is the one you're going to go away from this with. Okay. So you're going to set your goal. My goal is to save $6,000 in 2022. That's my mantra. Save $6,000 in 2022. That's my mantra. I'm going to say it over and over. That's your mantra. Here's what you're going to do with that mantra. You are going to change all of your passwords to your mantra. So if your goal is to save $6,000 in 2022, my password is save $6,000 in 2022. Or if your goal is to lose 20 pounds in 2022, my password is now lose 20 in 2022. Use that because you're going to use that password all year long. You're going to be typing it in all the time, which goes back to the writing. I mean, when you're on a computer, it's a little different than handwriting, but when you're repetitively, consistently saying it over and over, you're not going to forget it. It's going to be in there. You're going to remember your goal. And then when you're not sure whether you have that motivation or whether you're going to keep on track, phone a friend. It's important that you ask for help or you have somebody like a buddy who can do this with you and they'll hold you accountable. You have that person that says, hey, have you been doing this? Check it in with you all the time. Make sure you have somebody, not just necessarily your actual family members, somebody outside of that, that will give you some extra motivation and just hold you accountable. It's really important. And honestly, don't stress if you mess up. You got to be flexible about these things. It's not always going to go perfectly and according to plan. Even when you write out your plan perfectly every single day, it doesn't always work. So just don't stress out. Remain flexible. It may take longer. You may just need to extend your goal a little bit. It may not look exactly the same as what you thought, but the whole point is achieving a goal and feeling that success. So maybe the goal needs to be altered. Maybe you need to, like I said, make it longer. Whatever it takes, you can just adjust that goal, adjust your mindset, find a way to get that success. Because honestly, your opinion and you, that's all it's about. It's about you. That's all that matters for your personal goals. So like I said, share any of your own tips and tricks in the comments below. I would love to hear what goals you are trying to achieve next year. I would love to hear what you are going for, because then we'll be here cheering you on. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, a very successful new year. I just hope everything goes really well for you. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.